At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 14, verse 23. After sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was there alone. Finally, at the end of an exhausting day, which had seen more than 5,000 people miraculously fed, Jesus had time to be alone with his Father. There's no doubt that he had planned for this to have happened some hours earlier, but now, at last, the time had come. It's interesting to see how important such times were for Jesus. Because he was the perfect Son of God, one might have thought that he didn't need such times. But clearly these moments of intimacy with his Father were crucial for him. We find him at prayer on a number of occasions. If Jesus needed to spend time alone with his Father, clearly we do as well. It's good to be busy doing God's work and enriching to spend time in fellowship with his people. But we all need to have time when we are alone with God. That relationship will only develop if we spend time with him. It's a principle which is true of all relationships, of course. There's no way in which a relationship can be strong and resilient unless it's given time. I like the expression quality time. That is to say, unhurried time, time that's set apart for the relationship and which is protected from all distractions. I don't believe that there should be rules as to what this time should look like for us. Some people set apart what is often called a quiet time at the beginning or end of the day. I've heard many people say that their time alone with God is when they're walking the dog. Others have a special place in their home where they sit in a particular chair to meditate on the Bible and listen to God. What matters is not the time or place where such times of intimacy with God take place, but that they happen. Times to nourish our relationship with God, time to stand back from life, and time to hear what he has to say to us. However busy we are, those times need to be guarded carefully if we're to be the people that God wants us to be. So let me ask you a question. When do you find the time to be alone with God? Now let me pray with you. Loving Father, help me to guard my time with you, however busy life may be, so that my relationship with you is constantly growing stronger. Amen. Thanks for joining me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. Hope you have a great day today.
BMS World Mission, releasing power to the people who know their communities best. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.